Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm still on the cruise, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the cruise Harmony of the Seas, Royal Caribbean. We went to St. Kitts, U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Bahamas. So we had a quick trip, but the ship is like huge. But they have specialty restaurants there. So as we have these specialty restaurants, I like to go there and try out the food and the wine. So with that said, we had, well, I had delicious cod with some Dijon mustard sauce and white wine, and I think some vegetables underneath. So when I saw that and I picked it, I was like, what would I have with that? So I looked around and I saw a couple of expensive Chardonnays, which was I saw familiar elsewhere when I was looking at them. I was like, nope, I'm not going to pay that much money for something I know is not going to cost that much. So I decided to go with Old Reliable. So I went with a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. And you really can't miss with a lot of New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, especially if you go through the Marlborough region. So I had something from Kim Crawford Wineries in Marlborough. So I picked that up and I said, let me try this this Sauvignon Blanc from this Kim Crawford. And so I didn't expect much from it because it didn't look as though I was really going to be excited by it. But I picked it up and I thought it was pretty interesting. So, you know, I still have it with me. It has like different notes that they say, citrusy, tropical, with crushed herbs, but you know you're going to get a lot of herbs here. And that's why I really like a lot of the New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. So it's really cool. They do say a lot of tropical, passion fruit, melon, and grapefruit. I got the melon and I got the probably like less acidic grapefruit. So let's get aroma real quick. I still have it here. So let me get a quick aroma and get a smell of that. So, woo. So kind of popping out. I like that. It did say passion fruit. So you kind of get that. I'm put my nose in it one more time. And it's really good with the, like a kind of like on a sweeter melon on that. So you probably really, really like that aroma as well, and the passion fruit. But pretty good. So you're not getting out of the herbs. It's really crisp. So that was really a good taste to it too. And I have it like pretty cold, so I'm like pretty ready for that. So let's get a taste and try it from there. So, okay, I got you. It sat for a little bit because this is after we opened it and we had another restaurant. And I can't film either, so I'm talking kind of low, not to be really, really yelling across the table. This one isn't as really fine dining as the Chomps was, so I'm able to kind of do it a little better. But this one is pretty good. The flavors aren't popping like the aroma. So, you know, sometimes you have that. Sometimes the aroma is like really faint, but you taste it and the actual flavors come out a lot. I'm thinking it's too chilled. Usually when you have it too chilled, you really won't get the flavors that you really have. But the aromas came out with those, you know, sweeter melons and passion fruit and that kind of unsweetened, less bitter grapefruit. So you're getting that popping out of there. You're getting a little acidity there. Not really heavy. Not really like bitter to the. You're not getting a lot of that, which is good because it goes really well with the white wine sauce and the cod. So it's light. So it's complimenting. It's not overwhelming. It's not even contrasting. So it's a really nice, actually compliment to the cod. So not bad at all. You know, the notes is a juicy and vibrant acidity. And the weight of it is kind of lasting. So I give them credit on that. But the weight, I don't really like the fact that it doesn't have a flavorful weight. So really, I'm looking at if I kind of had to sip this to see where the flavors will pop out at. Let me, you know, once again, I got to try and taste it one more time. And so good, good. So you have that, like you always will, you have a somewhat of a lemony, but it does have that melons. So you're getting those melons and things in that. So you should be good there. But I really enjoyed it. This was a good complimenting wine. As a standalone, high-level Marlboro Sauvignon Blanc, no. I'm not going to put it in that category. But really nice complimentary wine. It's a Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc. This is the 2015 from Marlboro, New Zealand. So this is what you're actually getting. And you got some different flavors, and I didn't get a chance to give you the difference between it sat there at a lower temperature than the chill. So be prepared. If you don't have it as chill, you may get more flavor from it than I did. So be prepared there. So again, you won't get the video on YouTube on the Bougie Black Brother Network, but you will get the podcast. So when you see the podcast, you may see the podcast on YouTube, but you won't see the wine or anything from that. But just go to the website, bougieblackbrother.com, actually urbanwinelife.com under wine reviews, and you get to see it. So I'll put some the wine labels and stuff into there, so you'll be able to check it out. But other than that, thanks for stopping by. When we get back, I'm going to pull out probably something a little like a Pinot Gris or Vouvray. I just got a taste for something a little more fruitful and what some people may say sweet. But I got a taste for that before it starts getting a little too cold. So I want to kind of empty my rack of those kind of wines from there. So look out for that and see us on all podcasts and leave your notes. Let me know. I really appreciate the comments that people have, and just keep them coming, because I'm gonna keep drinking wine. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. See you.